Yitin Daf Yud Beis, and today's shiur is sponsored. Le'ilu Nishmas Shmuel Moshe Ben Meir, Zechorna Levracha, Sam Fuchs, whose yard site is today. Sam Fuchs has survived the Holocaust, and together with his wife Helen, Chana, built a Torah home based on Emunah and Hashem. May be a Melech Yosher for all of Klal Yisrael. We thank the family for the sponsorship. That's today's Daf Yud Gimel, Daf Yud Beis in Meseches Gittin. Okay, so let's get into it now. Yud Aleph Amid Beis. We are a couple of lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Chisda. So we just brought up, based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed a case where a mishaleach, a master, gives a get to his a shliach, a get isho or ishtar shichra, and said, please give this to my eved, give this to my wife. And the question is, can he be chozer bo la'achar shlichus? While the shliach is on his way, once it's given to the recipient, to the wife, to the eved, there's nothing to talk about, it's over. But what if it's still on the way? It takes a while to get there, and then all of a sudden he wants to retract. Could he retract? So the Tanakhama, Rabbi Meir, says he could retract in both, while the Chachamim are Mechalik. The Chachamim say you could retract in Gitei Nashim and not in Shechuri Avadim. And the Mishnah says, what's the root of their Machlokas? The issue of Zechia and Chiyuv. Zechia, everybody agrees to the principle of Zachan La'adam Shalom B'fanav, Vein Chavan La'adam El B'fanav. If somebody is not here, I could be Zochas something on behalf of them. Everybody agrees to that. The Machlokas is, how do you define these institutions? Are they defined as chus, or are they defined as chov? Rabbi Meir defines both as chov, and therefore nothing has happened until the item is, the get is actually delivered, and therefore he can retract. Nothing has happened yet, by get isha and by shtar shichur. While the Chachamim say no, the Chachamim say by get isha, that is called a chov. I'll agree with you, because to be divorced, the woman is not going to be supported anymore. There's a lot that she loses when she gets divorced. And therefore, that's called a chov. She's not divorced until she gets it. Unless she appointed a shliach l'kabbalah. So then, that shliach l'kabbalah, as we'll talk about later in the Masechta, is a stand-in for her, and then the process is finished. But if not, here, he's talking about a shliach l'holachas haget, that he appoints. So in that case, the gerusha does not happen until later. It's a chov, and that is why he can retract. But by shechuri avadim, because he could choose, the Mishnah says, not to feed his eved, which we'll talk about Hashem more about today. He could choose that. So now the eved's not losing anything by getting a mishuchrar. The master didn't have to support him before or after. So it's equal. So therefore, that's called a schus for all the freedom that he gets. And now he can marry a bas yisrael, as Tosfos had said. So that is why Chazara is not applicable, and he's not allowed to be Chozer Bo by Shechuri Avadim. We did point out the amazing Shita of the Rif, who has a middle Shita. The Rif says it doesn't mean that the Eved is Meshuchrar already. It just means that the master cannot be Chozer Bo. And the Rosh and the Ron ask on the Rif, how could you have that middle Shita? The whole Svara is Zochel Ladem Shalom B'fanav. So the Shliach was Zoche on behalf of the Eved, so it should be finished. So it should be done, says the Rosh, says the Ron, it's done already, he's already Meshuchrar. But the Rif comes up with a middle status. It's Zochen enough so that he can't be Chozer Bo, but it's not Zochen enough that the Eved is already Meshuchrar. And the Achronim discuss the formulation why that should be. Fine, so that was all the Mishnah. But then the Gemara says, this Mishnah relates to the general Shas topic of Tfisa L'Bal Chov. If Reuven is owed money, and Shimon grabs something in the public area on behalf of Reuven, while Levi is also another person that's owed money by the same debtor, and the major discussion of the Gemara is, does that work? If there's a Balchov that grabs something, it works. But if it's somebody that grabs something for a Balchov, on behalf of someone else, Hatov is the Balchov, Balchov Jachov Lacherim. So the Gemara suggested, well, maybe our Gemara is related to that. You see from our Gemara, from the Shita of the Rabbanan, that the Shliach was Tofes B'makam B'shvil HaBalchov. The Eved is a Balchov. The Shliach is basically working for him, halachically. So Hatov is a Balchov. Kane, it works, even if it's Chav L'Acherim, because it's Chav, it's a working against the master. So doesn't that prove that Sugya? So the Talmidim, Rav Huna, thought yes, but then Rav Yirmiyah woke up from his little snooze, and that woke him up. How could they say this? He said, no way. It doesn't work. Atov is the Balchov, Makam Shachav Lacher, does not work. Aye, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is specifically a case where it's not just Tfisa without being appointed. Here, Kolomer Tenu, right? Because the Mishaleach, because the master said the word Tenu, give it, it's as if he said, Bizoche this on behalf. So that is stronger. That's not just a Tfisa Le Balchov in a vacuum. He was appointed, so to speak, to do something, and that's why he has more power. We'll talk more about the general sugya in a minute. Let's just first, Bez Hashem, read a little more. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda relates to that. Hatov is lemalcho b'malchem shechov l'acherim. If somebody is toe-faced on behalf of a creditor, on behalf of another creditor, where there are other creditors, Hatov is lemalcho b'malchem shechov l'acherim, banu l'malchok esher b'yeliezer v'rabanan. Isn't that a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan? Which machlokes? In a totally different area of halacha. Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Peah. Mishalikin es ha-peah. The Amar, we know the Peah is a mitzvah d'araisa, we'll talk about soon, of leaving the corner of one's field. There are four mitzvahs of Peah in the Torah. There are two assays and there are two los assays. There's a general mitzvah peah we're all familiar with, leaving the corner of the field, and a los assay of not cutting the corner of the field. But at least according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, there's two other mitzvahs that have specifically peah regarding the kerem, regarding vines and grapes, an extra mitzvah, peah for everything, and then peah for kerem, both assay and los assay. The Ramban has a different understanding of that second pasuk by kerem, different idea, but we'll see the Rambam and the Chinuch soon. So the Mishnah tells us, if somebody is malaki peya, v'amar, hare zu leploni ani. An ani is supposed to be malaki the peya. But if an ani is not malaki the peya, but somebody is malaki for him, the owner. The owner has a cousin who's a poor person, so he wants to get it for his cousin who's not here now, so he's going to gather it. He's a good guy, but he just wants to give it to his poor cousin. So he says, I'm collecting this on behalf of my cousin, the poor person. So does that work? Because there are other aniyim standing right here, they want to take it. And meanwhile, this person is taken. Harezo leploni ani. So, machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Zachalo. Rabbi Eliezer says it works. It works, and now my cousin, the ani, has been zochit. They own it already. Zachalo. Vachachabim omrim yitznenu la'ani hanim sarishon. Wrong. Doesn't work. You have to give it to the ani that's standing there. Because you cannot take it on behalf of your poor cousin. So what's the root of that machlokes? So they suggest the Gemara, that's the machlokes in general. It's, yes, it's specifically here by Matnas Aniyim, but it applies in general. Avatofis lebalchov, bimakom shachov la'achirim. Isn't that what the root of the machlokes is? Says the Gemara, maybe not. Amar ameimar v'itemar apapa dilmalohi. Maybe that's not the root of the machlokes. Ad kalokomer. It's unique. Pay is unique. Or maybe Tfisa Le Balchov in general is different than Peya. Ad kan lo kama Rebbe Eliezer Hasam. Why does Rebbe Eliezer say it works there? Because the owner, theoretically, conceptually, has some shaychus to this Peya. Why? Theoretically, he could figure out a way that he could be Zocha it. Why? Double Migu. Ella, de Migu. Since the Iboy Mafkir Lulanichse, if he would be Mafkir all of his property, Vahavi Ani, Vahazile. If he can make himself into an Ani. And since he can make himself into an Ani, right, so then he would be able to get it for himself. Right, we have that principle often, not often, and once in a while, that you're shaykh to this because you can do this and put yourself into the state. Right, the Gemara Brachis about saying Birchas Hamazon and Zimun on Demai. I'm not allowed to eat, as we had at the end of Maseches Sota, the Gzeira of Demai. But Demai is, you're not sure whether the person took off Maaser Rishon, Trumas Maaser, but are you allowed to be Mizame? And yes, why? Because the Mishnah says in Demai, Machilin is Aniyim Demai, and anybody can make himself into an Ani. An Ani could assume, based on the Rov Ami Aretz Maaser and Hain, so an Ani could eat Demai. So any person can make himself into an Ani, says the Gemara in Maseches Brachas. So here too, the Gemara says, maybe Rebbe Eliezer only says this works, because Ibai Mafkulu the Nechse, because he can be Mafkulu the Nechasan, Avi Ani Vechazile. Step number one, he can make himself into an Ani. And once that's true, Umigu de Zachi Le Lenafshe, Zachi Le Chavre. And since he could get it for himself, if he would make himself into an Ani, so then he would be able to make himself get it for his friend also, on behalf of his friend. So maybe that only that's the reason that Rabbi Eliezer says it works here. Because you have some connection to this item. Aval hachalo, but in general, if I'm a third party coming in, picking up something for my friend, and this item has nothing to do with me, so maybe that doesn't work. Only here, because you have the double migu, where it works. And similarly, v'yad kan lo kami rabbanan hasam, and also, maybe the rabbanan only say what they say there by peya, that it does not work. Ela dechsiv lo silaket le'ani. That's the end of the pasuk, right? If you just read the Gemara, right, one could be misled to think, what does the pasuk mean? Oh, don't gather it for an ani. No, if you read the pasuk, it's totally putting the comma in the quote unquote wrong place. It's lo salakeid la aniv la ger tazavosam. Right, that's the pasuk. La aniv la ger lo salakeid la aniv lo salakeid lo la aniv. No, we darshan that. Don't gather it for him below, for himself, for an ani. In his special tzeiras hakasev. Aval hachalo, but maybe in general, tofis lebachov, he would not say that. Kamash balan, so that's why the Gemara says you cannot connect this machlokes to the general machlokes of tofis lebachov, b'makom shechov lachir. Okay, let's one more line, and then we'll talk about these concepts. Rebbe Lazar, hi lo salakin mayavilei. What does Rebbe Lazar do with that special extra pasuk? Mi boilei lahazir la'ani el shalo. To teach even the ani, if an ani has a small little field, he also has to leave peya. Like the Shulchan Aruch says in Ochot Staka, that even an ani, as long as he's not going to starve, he has to give a little bit of staka. Not Meiser Ksafim, the minhag, the ancient minhag, but again, at least some of the yetzdaka. Okay, a couple of important points to discuss here. First, let's go to the main point. Hatovis the balchol makam shachol v'acherim. That's sugya. What's the reason for that? What's the svara? I know my friend is owed money, and I know it's difficult for him to get money from this debtor. All of a sudden, I find something for the debtor. I'm like, oh, this is great. I'm going to pay him. I'm going to get it for him. I'm being a good Samaritan. I'm doing something good for him. You're right. There are other people that would want it, but this is my friend. If he was here, he could grab it. So why can't I take it for him? What is the svara that Tovis the Malchov b'makam shachov lachem would not work? So Rashi in Bamatzia Daf Yud quotes, Tosfos quotes it here. Rashi doesn't say it here. Tosfos quotes the Rashi Bamatzia here because he didn't make you a shliach. That's what Rashi says. Lo asa'o shliach. Rashi Bamatzia Daf Yud and Aleph. That's the one line. Ki Leos kofetz me'el kol kamine Leos kofetz me'elav v'chav le'elu me'achas shelo asav oso hanosha shliach litvos. You're not a shliach. That is what Rashi says there. Tosfos has a couple of questions on Rashi. There is a gemara that sounds like it would not work even in the case where he made you a shliach. That's a problem. There's a question. Tosfos here quotes the gemara in Ksubis about Yemer Bar Chashu, right? Tosfos Yemer Maskol HaTofes. Afilo Aso Shliach. So Tosfos argues with Rashi because he thinks there's a Gemara against Rashi. He says, no, even if he made you a Shliach, you can't be Tofes. Nothing to do with the fact that he didn't. Afilo Aso Shliach. Because after all, Tosfos says elsewhere, just because he didn't make you a Shliach, what about the principle of Zachin? Zachin Lam Shlom Afanas. Even if he didn't make you a Shliach, Zachiyah Mitam Shlichus. That is Tosfos' Shita all over Shas. Says Tosfos right here also. Delo kapirish Rashi. De ba'aso shliach l'kuli al-makana de'in chilek. De afila lo aso shliach shluchahu. De zechiyah mitam shlichus. It shouldn't be a reason. Oh, he didn't make you a shliach. Even if it didn't make you a shliach, zechiyah worth mitam shlichus. That's what Bali Tosfos say all over. And therefore, Tosfos argues and says the problem here can't be one of shlichus. Even if he made you a shliach, it wouldn't work. So the question is then, so why doesn't it work? We know there's a principle of shlichus. We know there's a principle of zechiyah. So why wouldn't it work here? According to Tosfos, or even according to Rashi, we know he didn't make you a shliach. So we have an extra problem. Rashi seems to hold like the Chachmei Svarad. Zechiyah lav mitam shlichus. Right? Like the Ramban and the Rashba and the others hold. Except the Ran. The Ran jumps ship and holds like Bale Tosfos. But the question is, so why wouldn't it work? So that's the Pnei Yeshua's Kashi in Ksubis. And there are two suggestions given. Number one, so maybe this smacks a little bit of because it's chav la'acherim, it's not a full zechus. You know, zachin on his behalf, but it's a chov on other people's behalf. So why should he be able to step in for one person? Zachin adam usually is where it's earmarked specifically for one person, and he has more shaychus to it than anybody else. And he's being given it. But here, it doesn't work that way. The Rosh has a fundamental suggestion right here. He says, here, you're right, if there would be a shlichus, so then shlucho shalom kamoso. But here, says the Rosh, v'lo dummy, here right here, in Simon Yud Gimel, v'lo dummy l'hai d'amar ba'alma, shlucho shalom kamoso, d'lav kol kamine l'shavuye shliach, k'dei lachuv l'acherim. The problem here is in the minui shlichus, says the Rosh. You're right, once somebody is a shliach, then they're a stand-in for the mishaleach. But here, because it's chav la'acherim, the other person that you're trying to work for, Zechia works as if there's a minu shlichus. But here there's a problem with the minu. You can't be mamanis something that's chav l'achirim. So that's why you don't say, once there's a shlichus, you would say shluchus on kamoso. But here there's a hafka of the minu shliach. The minu shlichus does not get off the ground. The symbolic minu shlichus didn't take place anyway. We're talking about Zechia. So that is why it would not work. One other hara just related, I wanted to mention this also yesterday, but it comes up. Sometimes you need actual shlichus. There's different areas of halacha. Sometimes you need actual shlichus. Sometimes, even if you have actual ki'ilu, you have actual shlichus, it wouldn't work. Like here, even if you want to say, even if he made you a shliach, it wouldn't work. He can't make you a shliach for certain things. And then sometimes you just need a gilui das. You don't even need any type of shlichus. You know he would appreciate this. The Rashba discusses this in Maseches Nedarim, and the Ksos made this Rashba famous. What's the case of Nedarim, Daf Lamed Vav? Am I allowed to take truma for you? So the whole source of shlichus in Maseches Kiddushin is by truma. If I want you to be mafresh for me, I could make you a shliach to be mafresh. What about if I want to be mafresh from my own stuff for your field? I know you're a busy guy. I want to do you a favor. I want to give you a present. So my field is right next to yours, so we're both mukaf, it's right next to you. I'm going to take off truma from my field and have in mind that your field should be matukan. So does that work? So the answer is yes. Why shouldn't it work? Right? A tore mishalo al shel chaveiro. Can I do it without your knowledge? Can I do it without your knowledge? Yes, I can do it without your knowledge. Can I take off truma from your field without your knowledge? Because that's also good for you. Let's say you're very busy, I know, so you'll come home and I'll tell you, you know what? I took off truma for you because I know you're busy, so you could eat. You could just go out and take your apples. Does that work? So there you would need shlichus. There zechia doesn't work. If it's from my own field, so then it would work. But if it's from your field, even though it's good for you, that doesn't work. That's the Rashba's distinction. The Tori Mishelo Shel Chaveiro. If it's from your field for your friend, shiny. Delo Beinu Shlucha L'Daito. There you don't need shlichus. You only need shlichus ela b'tori mishel balakri al balakri. If I'm taking it from your field, for you. That's where I would need actual shlichus. Avo b'tori mishelo al balakri. But if it's from my field, no. Kivan she'eno shel balakri lo be'inan shlichus amamish. You don't need shlichus. Ve'ena davar toli ela izuchus lo. V'zachin lo adam shelo b'fanav olav. Zchus lo de mitzvah de nafshi adiflei. That's the Rashba. He doesn't use the words, but the Ksos made this Rashba famous by using two words. Or really, four words. Five words. Zachin la'adam v'lo zachin me'adam. We say zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav. We don't say zachin me'adam shelo b'fanav. Meaning, even if something is good for a person, we don't say, okay, I'll take it out of your possession on your behalf. That's called zachin me'adam shelo b'fanav. That's what you're trying to do by taking somebody else's truma for him. So that's a great thing. But says the Ksos, that's not the Chiddush of Zachin. That's the explanation of the Rashba that Zachin la Adam shlo b'fanav and not Zachin may Adam shlo b'fanav. And the Ksos relates it to a Trumas Hadeshen, which we'll see at the end of Shir if we have time to get into, where there's a Mishareses that's in a kitchen and she sees that the dough, the challah dough, has to be put into the oven or else it's going to get ruined. Could she take off Hafreshes challah? Same kind of idea. Could she be Mafresh challah on behalf of her master? Do you say Zachin because the dough is going to get ruined unless the Hafresh is taken? Okay, either way, that is a big discussion of when you need Shlichus, when you don't need Shlichus, but you have the Machlokas here, Rashi and Tosfos, about Hatofis the Balchov. Is that even if he made you a shliach, because he can't make you a shliach for this. There are some things that are mufka from shlichus. Mitzvah shebegufo. I can't make you a shliach to put tefillin on for me today. Right? I can't make you a shliach for an aveira. Ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. Right? But that is number one. Number two, the other point I wanted to mention was about peya. The Shulchan Aruch discusses in Yeridaya, Shulchan Aruch, the end of Yeridaya, in Shin Lamed Beis, discusses about peya bizman hazeh. We know, as we mentioned, the mitzvah of peya is described in Parshas Kedoshim, in Reish Tazayin, we have the mitzvahs asay, lohaniach peyam and atfua. There is no shir midaraisa of peyah. As the Mishnah says, there are just five requirements. The first Mishnah in peyah tells us everything it requires peyah if it has five requirements. Number one, it has to be edible. Ochel. Number two, gidulam and aretz, meaning excluding mushrooms. Mushrooms don't grow from the ground, right? I think I mentioned in the past, I once had mushrooms growing in a trailer in a camp, on the inside, between the carpet and the wall. There's no dirt anywhere. I was so excited at the time. Other people in the family were not so excited. Nishmar, it has to be shomer, it can't be hefker. Nishmar. Four, it has to be nilkat kulo ke'echad. It has to be gathered, it's something that grows, and it doesn't blossom a little bit at a time. Ke'echad, it's harvested. Umachisinos olakiyim, and it can last. It can last after you harvest it. Right, if you look at Miseris, the same Mishnah appears, but only three out of the five requirements. But Pe'eh has all these five. So something is included in all of these items. Kitnias, egozim, shkedim, anavim, zeisim, tmarim. Right, anything that has these five is chayiv in Ischayiv and Peya. Why? As the Chinuch says, they owe the manas aniyim. We have to realize that we're not the balabayas even before we take it. It's not that even we give it, because even giving it would reflect that we're the bialim and there's a receiver. Peya is, there, it's taken. I leave it and the ani takes it. That's Mitzvah Reish Tezayin. Reish Yud Zayin is the losasei. And the later on, a couple of mitzvahs later, the Sefer HaChinuch counts Reish Chaf and Reish Chaf Aleph, mitzvahs Hanachas Pa'as HaKerem and Shelo L'Chalos Pa'as HaKerem. He follows the Rambam's understanding of the mitzvah, four different mitzvahs related to Peah. The Ramah writes in Yerideya, in Shin Lamed Beis, that we don't leave Peah Bizman Hazeh. Right, we don't leave Peah. Why? If anybody's a farmer nowadays, you don't see the Aniyim lining up to get the Peah. Why is that? So we discuss this back in Maseches Chulin. Hashem, we'll get to it again in Maseches Chulin. There's one sif in Shin Lamed Beis, in Yerideya. It's a tiny little sif. Leket Shecho Peah. Im Ein Aniye Yisrael Mitzuyim Sham Litzlam Ein Sorach LaHanicha. The Shulchan Aruch says, if there aren't poor Jews that are there, so then you don't leave it. Because the mitzvah Peah is only where there are going to be recipients. It's not tevel without leaving Peah. You just didn't fulfill the mitzvah, and there's a losase. But if there are no aniyah yisrael, then there's no mitzvah. And the Ramah says, v'ha idna ein noagin bohem. We don't do the mitzvahs of lakan shukhan Peah today. L'fisha harov ovdei kochavim, v'myanichum yavo ovdei kochavim v'yitlum. Because the Jewish poor, they don't get their money today by waiting at the edge of the field. That's not what they do. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you look at the Chazon Ish expands upon this. The Chazon Ish writes in Hilchos Maisros, Simen Zayin, he says, "V'etzleinu alachem bezolo matzoi." You can buy bread in the store. V'ikar anios hu l'shar tzrachim, bein besuda, bein beklitashmish, dira, kvisa, begadim, v'yetzara tzrachim. It's not that the ani needs wheat, right? He's dying for wheat. That's not how society and the economy functions today. And therefore, the mitzvah of Peah is literally not done. You have to translate it into tztaka. Vein ani mechazer lapsachim misratzah b'vas lechem. Even if an ani comes to your door, he doesn't want a loaf of bread. Right? If you try to give an ani a loaf of bread, no, he wants money. And that's why if somebody is not sure about whether the person is truthful, you give him food. You give him canned food because you don't know. You want to make sure that he's using it for food. But he says, no ani is going to wait there for the wheat and then go grind it and then go knead it and make it into dough and bread. You can just go to the store and get bread. It's very cheap. So he says, that's why we don't leave it today, but based on that Ramah in Shin Lamed Beis, because the society functions differently and we don't do it today. Again, the idea of Peah is still Chai V'Kayim. But not the mitzvah. Okay, one other final point, and then we'll continue, and that is Tosfos. Tosfos on the next Amud discusses that Gzeiras HaKasev of Lo Tilakeit LaAni, do not gather for the Ani, Lo Tilakeit Lo, a special Gzeiras HaKasev, that it doesn't work. Ask Tosfos. We know there's a general machlokas in the beginning of Maseches Tmura, Kol Milsa Da'avid Rachmana Lo Sevid. Whenever the Torah tells you not to do something, if you do it, does it have halachic significance or not? So a lot of times yes, a lot of times no. But what's the rule? What's the exception? Machlokas Abaye and Rava. For example, a Kohen tries to marry a Grusha, it works. Kohen tries to marry his sister, it doesn't work. Right? So why in one case? You try to go against the Torah, it works. Some case, it doesn't work. If I shecht on Shabbos, so it's terrible, it's chilul Shabbos. But the Gemara said, the Mishnah says in the Chulin, Shechitas Okshera. Right, it works unless I've done it a lot and I'm a mumar. But the one time, the Torah says you can't do it, but it still functions. It's still a ma'isa shechita. So what's the rule? What's the exception? So Tosva says, according to the Deya that says e oven mahani, so why can't the ani be kona here? Why can't the Torah says don't do it? Lo slake. So why can't the Torah be kona here? So it must be, says Tosva, you have to keep reading the pasuk. The Yesh Lomar, Dehacha Basalo Salake Ksiv La Anivla Ger Tazov Osam, Mashma Delokani. It sounds like it's a special Gzeiras HaKasev. You're right. In general, we should say law. We should say mahani. But here's a special gzeiras hakasev that it does not work. Now, Derek Drush, one of the Shem and Atov Svarim, he talks about, right, we lay this. This is Laniva Lager Tazovotam. These mitzvahs are all, they're mentioned in Kedoshim. They're also mentioned in Emor. If you remember, in the middle of the Parshas Hamoadim, right, we have things after Shavuos. Laniva Lager Tazovotam is the laning for Yantif from Sharo Chesef. The shaila is, what does the Matnas Aniyim have to do with Shavuos specifically? La'ani v'lager tazovotam, like our pasuk darshins, that puts the pasuk in the wrong place. Lo salakeit, la'ani, Rashi quotes the pasuk on the top line. Lo salakeit, saminchu, samchinu rachmana, lo salakeit, la'ani v'lager. So there's a drush. And we know Shavuos is obviously connected to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kabbalah HaTorah, and David HaMelech. David HaMelech, Chazal tell us that David HaMelech was Yartzeit Shavuos. It must have been Shabbos Shavuos, because the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed says he died on Shabbos. But so there's a connection between David and Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, according, if you do the math, according to not the Gemara in Sota that we had, but according to Rashi, Rashi says Moshe Rabbeinu was born after 6 months. That means his due date was Shavuos. He was born Zayin Adar, so Moshe Rabbeinu's due date was 3 months later. There's a connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and Shavuos and David HaMelech. Obviously, in the time Rus, we lain David's ancestor. La'aniva lager tazovotam, maybe that's an hidden remez. Why is it put by Shavuos? Because Ani is Anav Mikal Adam. V'lager, the greatest that come from Gavrim, from Rus, tazovotam, you know, this holiday is left for them. That's the remez to David and Moshe when it comes to Shavuos. Why that's put there. And he relates that to the Gra's beautiful thought on Parshas Toldos, Hakol Kol Yaakov, Ayidai Midei Esav, Hakol Kol in the Torah, one is spelled with a vav and one is spelled without a vav. Hakol, one is spelled mali, one is spelled chaser. Why? So he explains the Vilna Gaon that every Jew has two kolos. The kol, the male kol, the full kol, the proud kol, the standing straight up kol, that's the kol of Torah. And then every Jew has a kol chaser, the broken kol, the lacking kol, that's the kol of tefillah. We can't daven if we feel like we have everything. Now kol, kol Yaakov, Yaakov has the two kolos. Who in Tanakh symbolizes those two? Kol of Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu, kol of tefillah is David HaMelech. Right, that's the most of our davening is all about written, quoting David HaMelech. That's the La'ani V'Lager Tazavotam. That's the pasuk specifically written by Shavuos and relating to David and Moshe. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Shemir Tishlo Lazan V'Chulu. So the Mishnah said, according to the Chachamim, to be freed is a total schus because he doesn't have to feed his Eved, but to be divorced not. Says the Gemara, Shema Svina, so you see from here, Yochal Arav, Lomer, Le'eved, Aseimi, Veni Zancha. Sounds like from the Mishnah that a master is allowed to tell his Eved, work for me, and I'm going to get your Maisi Adayim, and I'm not going to feed you. Not that he's allowed to make him starve, it just means he's going to have to fend for himself. Right? If he's starving, of course he has to give him. But he has to fend for himself to be Chozer Ala Psachim, Rashi says. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says that Eved does not have to support his, the master does not have to support his Eved, and that's why it's a schus to be divorced, to be freed. So the Gemara says, no, maybe no Raya. Hacha b'maya skinan, da'amar lei, tsi'i masi yadayach b'mizonosayach. The case, yadecha b'mizonosayach. Where he says, the case is maybe in the Mishnah, where he says, you keep your earnings. I'm not going to feed you, but you're going to keep your earnings. And that's why it's not as chus in this case. Says the Gemara, is he dechvasa gabe isha, do amar la tzi masi adach mizono sayach? But the parallel case, which the Rabbanan contrast to the case of Eved, is where the husband says to the wife, keep your earnings and I'm not going to support you. So isha milo, so why is there a difference? A husband is allowed to say that to the wife. So why should there be a difference in halacha between the isha and the Eved? Remember the Chachamim and the Mishnah are machalik between them. Answer, Isha Bidalo Safka. No, it must be the cases where the woman's earnings are not enough for her. And that's why the husband can't say that. So Evanami Bidalo Safik. So in the parallel case, he can't say that to the Evan either. Avda Denoam Karse Lo Shavye Lamare Lamarse Lamai Misbi. If a servant can't earn enough to even feed himself, he's not worth anything. Meaning it's not the master's job to fill in that difference. Because he's got to be able to at least support himself. Mashen came the wife. The husband accepts to be Meschayev for the wife to support her. That's what it says in the Ksuba. And therefore, that's why there's a difference between the husband and the master. But keep in mind, this is all about Eved Kenani. All about Eved Kenani. That's the Eved that we're talking about. Shtar Shichrur, Eved Kenani. The Rambam in Hilchos Avadim talks all about both. The first four prakim are about Eved Ivri, and the last couple of prakim are about Eved Kenani. Again, many differences between the two, but many mitzvahs related to Avadim, which Rav Hashem will talk about a little in a little bit. Tashma. But now, once this sugya is brought up, we try to prove it from our Mishnah, but then we said maybe you cannot prove it from our Mishnah. Let's try to talk about the sugya, whether a master is allowed to tell his eved, you know, you keep your earnings. No, I'm going to keep your earnings, but I don't have to support you with mizonos. So can he say that? So Toshma, eved shegalola ari miklad, an eved that killed by accident that goes to a near miklad, ein rabo chayav lazunu, the master does not have to feed him there, velo od ela shemasi adav larabo, and he's allowed to keep the earnings. So it's beferish, shma mina, yachal rav lomar la'eved, asei miveni zancha. Right, sounds beferish that the master can keep the earnings and not feed the eved. No, same thing. Maybe this is a case where he says you can keep your earnings. Says the Gemara, that's not what the Brisa says. The Brisa says that the master gets the earnings. That just means beyond his basic necessities. The eved gets to keep the earnings of basic necessities because he said si masi yadecha, but anything extra goes to the master. Komasha kana eved kana rabo. Hadaf apshita. That's obvious then because it says beyond his basic needs. You might say, well, the Eved doesn't have an obligation to create Hadafa, so when there is none, he doesn't have to give it. So therefore, you might have thought that the Eved could keep it. He's not going to take it because the Eved does, this isn't a chiv to the master. The Eved does not have to give it if he doesn't have it. So you might have thought that he could keep it. Kamash Malan, that no, you have to give the Hadafa to the master. So what's the added factor of Ari Miklat? What does that have to do with anything? In any case, these are the rules. The Pasuk says when he goes to Ari Miklat, he must live there properly. You have to give him a nice chiyus. You have to give him a comfortable living. Kamash Malan, you don't say that. Kamash Malan, the Hadafa goes back to the master. So V'chai is darshaned in many contexts, but V'chai also, besides here, it's not darshan for Hadafa, but remember, Gemara in Makas Daf Yud darshans it for a Rebbe. If a Talmud goes to the Ari Miklat, Maglin Rabo Imo. Right, the Rebbe has to go give shir to him. Nowadays, it probably, maybe Rebbana Beis HaMikdash, hopefully there won't be anybody killed by accident, there won't be Ari Miklat, but nowadays, in the times of the internet, Rebbe probably doesn't have to go to the Ari Miklat. Because the Talmud can learn from the Rebbe even without the Rebbe being there. Probably, I don't know, maybe the Ein Odome Shmuel Re'ia to be there. So we'll have to wait for the Gedolei Hador to tell us. But there's a very crucial line how the Rambam adds in. Because we darshan now that the Rebbe has to go to the Ari Miklat from the same word, Vachai. He has to live there. So therefore, what do you have to have a Rebbe for? Because if you don't have a Rebbe there with your Torah, it's not considered life. The Rambam says. The Rambam says in the seventh parak of Hilchos Rotzeach, Talmud Shigar Ari Miklat, Maglin Rabo Imo, Shenemar Vachai, Aselo Kadesha Yichya, Vichaye Bale Chachma, Umivaksheha, Below Talmud, Kemisa Chashuvin. Wow. Right? It's like death. It's like if we're not living. Right? And the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz took this Rambam and said, and that explains Rabbi Yochanan. What do you mean, Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara in Bam Metziah, he lost the story with Rabbi Yish Lakish, and he made his brother-in-law and his Talmud, he made him frum, and he brought him together, and then the story where he insulted him, and he got depressed, and he eventually died, and Rabbi Yochanan went crazy, because he didn't have his chavrusa. He says, Eicha ad bar lakisha, and he was so upset, and the Talmidim davened for him, so he died also. He couldn't go on without Reish Lakish. While the Gemara said at the beginning of Brachas, he lost 10 sons, Rachman al-Itzlan, and he was able to go on. It's terrible, it's crazy, but he was able to accept that somehow from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he couldn't go on without Rabbi Yochanan, and without Reish Lakish, his Chavrusa. So, Kamisa Chashuvin, he couldn't live without his Chavrusa. And therefore said Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, that's based on the Rambam Bachai. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, we're in the middle of the first wide line. Vami diktani seifa, but 1 minute. But look at the seifa of that same brisa. Aval isha shagolsa la'ari miklat, ba'ala chai b'mazonosei. But a woman who goes there near miklat, the husband still has to support his wife, michlal de lo amrla. So that's mashma, that he did not say to her. See, the case of the brisa is not where he said, you could keep your earnings. Right? The Amar La Baila, because if he said then am I chayiv? Because if he said keep your earnings, why would he be chayiv? Umi de sefer de lo Amar La Reishanami de lo Amar La. So if in the case of husband and wife, it's not talking about a case where he says keep your earnings, so the Reisha must not also be talking about the case. And if that's true, we're back to the Raya. It's a case where a master could say, I keep your earnings and I don't have to support you. So we're back to the Raya. So the Gemara says, no, lo olam de Amar La. Really, he did say it. The Isha b'delo safka, same thing we said before, but by the woman, why doesn't it work? Because it's not enough. Says the Gemara b'mitiktani seifa. But the next line of the Braisa says, v'yamar melatzi masi adayach mimzono asayach rashoa. He's allowed to say that. Michal de resha d'lo amrela. Sounds like from the resha, it's not talking about a case where he said, keep your earnings. Hachi ka'amar, no. V'imas pekes v'yamarla. He did say it even in the resha. And if it's enough, it's adding on and just saying, if it's enough, then this would be allowed. But again, there's no raya from this price up about a master telling his eved, keep your earnings and I'm not going to feed you. Last line, maspek es maila membra. So if it's enough, what's the chiddush of that last line? Of course, a husband is allowed to say this to his wife. Mao de teima kol kvu de bas melech penima. Kamash malan. You might say, no, there's a difference between a master to an eved and a husband to a wife, because a wife shouldn't have to go in public and ask and beg. Rashi, kvulda basmela, kol yisrael b'nei malachim penima tsenua, v'yein darko latesu l'save be'ir she'ena misham. Kamash malan, we say that the husband still has the rights to do this. Right, kamash malan what? We don't say the principle of kol kvulda basmela penima? We do hold of that principle. Throughout Shas, we hold to that principle. Throughout Halacha, many different ramifications of what kol kvud debas melech penima is, and exactly what does it mean in terms of the role of women in religious ceremonies. It's a major topic. So kamash malan, we don't say, at least in this context, we don't hold of it in terms of the husband having responsibility for the wife's mizonos. Okay. Either way, at this point, still no raya. So leima kitanoi. Let's say this issue. Again, of the master telling his Eved that I am taking your earnings. Eved Kenani, I'm taking your earnings and I'm not supporting you. Let's say that's a machlokas tanoim. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. Yachal Eved Loma Larabo, Bishne Batzores, an Eved can tell his master during a famine year, O Parnaseni, O Hotzieni Lacheris, either feed me or let me go free. Vachachamim Omrim, Harishus Biad Rabo. The Rishus is in his master's hands. Very unclear. What is that machlokas about, and what is it rooted in? So my lab halkamiflagi suggests the Gemara. Maybe the machlokas is as follows: Demar savar yachol. The chachamim say the case is about this case where he's not supporting him and he's not giving him his onos. So the chachamim say he has his the rishus. Umar savar enu yachol. And the Tanakama says no. He Rishon Gamliel says he cannot do that. Enu yachol. So isn't that goof in the machlokas? So Gemara says v'tizbara. No, is that logical? The words then don't fit in. Hi, O Parnaseni, O Hotzieni L'Cheiris. O Parnaseni, O Tainli Maisi Yadei Parnasasi, Mi Boile. He shouldn't say, let me go free. He should say, either feed me or let me keep my earnings. Right, if that's exactly was the case. Va'od, and also, Maishna B'Shnei Batzores. That should apply every year if he's having difficulty. Why Dafka did it say a famine year? Ella, it must be a specific machlokas there. Ella hakav mayaskinon de amelot si masi yadak melam zonasech. He says, it's a case where he says, keep your earnings. Keep your earnings, meaning it's not shayach to our raya. U'bishnei batzores lo safik. He says, keep your earnings, but in a famine year, it's not enough. It's not enough for the Evan. That's the machlokas. Reb Shimon Gamliel Savar, O Parnaseni, O Seinu Lacheris, either feed me or let me go free. Why? Ki hechi dechazuli inshi umrachman alai. So people see me and they have more rachman. They have rachmanis on me. Well, we'll have to see a Gemara later on here, but at this Gemara seems to say that the Tanakh Rishon Gamliel holds people have more rachmanis on a Ben Chorin than on an Eved Kenani. Right? That's what he says. Free me so I can get some more tzedakah. For Rabbanan Savri, no mandem rachim abnei chari ayvenami ruchumim rachim. There's no difference. And therefore, there's no need for him to become free. Right? Rashi says, "Man demrachim abnei chari avda nami merachim." Rashi, "Deshayach b'mitzvahs keisha." What does that mean? Right? He's the same chi of mitzvahs, and therefore the chachamim say people are going to help you the same amount. They're going to help you the same amount. Right? Tosfos says. Actually, it's the next line, but that's Rashi. It relates to the. Actually, we'll wait till we see Tosas and then we'll make the comment. But either way, there's no raya from this Gemara. Again, three knocked out already. Tashma, let's try again. Well, we didn't get a raya from the Tanoim, so now we're moving on to the Amoraim. None of the Bryces helped us out, so now we're going to see, ultimately, quoting from Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, they're going to tell us what the Shitas are. Tashma, interesting usage of Tashma. Usually Tashma quotes a Mishnah Brysa or Tosefta. Here Tashma is going to quote Rav, and then Tashma is going to quote Rabbi Yochanan. Right, Rav Tanu Polig, it's early. It is early, but it's still interesting that it's a Tashma. Tashma da'amar Rav, ha-makdish yedei avdo. Let's say somebody is makdish the hands, which we understand to mean the work of the hands of his Eved. So now what? If he's makdish, the ma'asi yadayim of the Eved, so then the master can't get it because it's hektish, but the Eved can't get it because it's hektish either. So how does the Eved eat? Ha-makdish yidei avdo, oso ha-Eved love ve-ochel. That Eved borrows money and eats. He borrows money and eats, so fine, he's able to eat. And then to pay back the person he borrowed money from, va'ose uporea. He does work and then he pays back. And as we'll see, the Gemara is going to mention, he's going to pay back little by little, less than a Shava Pruta each time. And therefore, it's the Shava Pruta is not going to be, the Hetzer is not going to be Chalon Shava Pruta, which we'll talk about. And that's why he's able to pay back. But what do you see from there? We're obviously talking about someone, an Eved, who's not getting supported by his master because he has to borrow money. Shma mina, yachal rav lomer le'eved asemi veni zancha. Right? Isn't that a raya? Right, he could say that it's obviously the master's not giving him anything, and he has to get supported by himself. So I say, isn't that a raya? Answer, no. No, he's giving him mizonos here. Says the Gemara, ihachi lemai lo bevachos. What does he have to borrow for? So lahadafa. No, for he's just getting by. He's borrowing for anything a little bit extra. So, but what do you mean? So for extra, he could borrow and then work out this quote-unquote harama that is going to go to the away from Hektish. Let Hektish say to him, while the master was giving you basic necessities, you didn't need this. So here now, what do you need this adafa for? Meaning how we, the Rabbanon and Rav is saying away how to cause Hektish a loss? Right? Why are we allowed to do this? So the Gemara says, no. Hektish gufe nichale kihechi delishbach avde. No, Hektish would be happy about this. Hektish wants a stronger Eved. Because, let's say he's stronger, then he's going to make more than even a little bit of adafa. And then the Hektish in the long run is going to win out. And that's why Hektish is not bothered by the giving little by little to this person who lent him money. Because Hektish, in the end, is going to win. The Chashuk Yechemet discusses here. There's a yeshiva that hires workers to work in the yeshiva. His mina partim lavod etzlam. And the yeshiva is also mischayif to give them food. What kind of food does the yeshiva have to give the workers? Can they get by with the basic stuff that the students get? Is that good enough? Or do they have to give a little more money to the workers in order to give them mazon meshubach, and then now the board is trying to figure out, are they allowed to use this money? Is it taking kadosh money and using it for things that are not appropriate or not? So the Chashuk Yechemet says, no. In the long run, if your workers are happy, then they're going to be better. They're going to give you a better job. Like it says here, right? Hektish is happier if the Eved is stronger in the long run because he's going to work more, and ultimately Hektish is going to win. So, and every employer knows this. The happier your workers are, you throw in the little things, little extras, they're going to work harder for you, and they're going to be more loyal to you. So that's what you get from the words here, Delashavach Avdei. So he says here too, it's not called misusing the funds of the yeshiva. He says it's all in balance. You can't, I'll add, you can't like say, okay, you send them on an all paid vacation to whatever, make them really happy. No, there's got to be a balance. It's still yeshiva funds. But a little bit basic needs to make them feel good, right? That is something that in the long run would work out better for the yeshiva. Good. Continuing the Gemara, this is what we said outside, but now let's see it. Says the Gemara, Ose uporeya, kama kadishle. What do you mean? How could he pay back this person who lent him money? Every little thing that he makes becomes hektish. Bipachos pachos mi shave pruta. It's little by little, shave, less than a shave pruta. Let's just finish the sentence and then we'll get back to that, unique line. You know what? Let's say it now. Pachos mi shave pruta. Rashi says, and therefore what? If it's less than a shave pruta, how does that help? Rashi says, "Achlo testari fapruta yifrena delochayo heftish apachas bishava pruta." That's Rashi's shita. Heftish is not chal unless it's a sheva pruta. All the other Rishonim say, "Where'd Rashi get that from? Why is that true? Why can't I give half a pruta to heftish? It's not called money for you don't have a chiyav hashava." Fine, but you're not allowed to steal even half a pruta. Right, you have to give a pruta for marriage, but you even half a, it's, it has value, right? The Tosfos asks, you have the five prutas, the Mishnah in Bamitzia Nunhei. This is not one of them, right? So the other Rishonim ask on Rashi, what do you mean? It's not less. The Tosfos says, Chetish can't be chal on less than a pruta, but it's just the umdina that the guy didn't mean to be makdish his eved's less than a pruta earnings. That's what you have to say. It must be an umdina, says Tosas right here. Right? Fine. But if you look in the Rashba has an amazing suggestion. The Rashba says, Hektish is chal on less than a pruta. But there's no isser of me'ila on less than a pruta. And what we're talking about here is the isser of me'ila. The isser of me'ila on a pachas mishav pruta is only a drabanan. Sometimes the Mishnayos and me'ila talk about that. And in this kind of case where you want the eved to be able to live, the Rabbanan warrant goes there. But that's the Rashba's chilek. Hektish is, it is hektish. It's hektish on less than a pruta. But there's no isser of me'ila by this hektish. Because it is pachas mishav pruta and chazal warrant goes there. And then the whole discussion, what about chasi shir, asimina Torah? Maybe that's limited. Maybe only applies to isser achila. There's different, whole big, lumdis. An achronim on this line, but that's a very significant Rashba. There is hektish on less than a pruta, but there's no isser of me'ila on less than a pruta. Good. Continuing. So the Gemara says, Achanami Mistavra. It also makes sense that the case here, the statement of Rav, where Rav says, if somebody is makdish the yadayim of his eved, so then it, right, you have this, you work out this whole thing, lo veil pareya, it makes sense that the case under discussion is where he is malilo mezonos, right, hachanami mistavra, right, and therefore, as the Gemara said, d'amar Rav, because there's another statement of Rav. And the only way that the two statements of Rav could work out together is if we assume that the previous one was a case of where the Adon is giving him mezonos. As we're about to see, the Amar Rav, Hamakdish de Avdo, Oso HaEved, Osev Ochel. If somebody is makdish the Yadayim of his Eved, the Eved could just eat regular. Could maize the Yadayim and eat. So what's that talking about? De Ilo Avda, Man Palachle. Because if he doesn't serve himself, who's going to serve him? Basically, the master has no rights to do that to the Eved. So how do you put these two statements of Rav together? First, Rav says, if somebody's makdish yidei avdo, so then the Eved has to scrounge around and borrow and pay back. And here, Rav says, makdish yidei avdo, he can just work normally, meaning the hektish is not chal. So, iyamrit bishlama, hach b'mala ve'enu yachal. If you say, the first one is about mala, and he's not able to say to the Eved, do it all yourself. V'ha b'she'enu mala, and the second statement of Rav is about he's not giving him anything. So, shaper, then there's no contradiction. It works out. The master is not allowed to tell his Eved, I'm not feeding you, and I'm taking your earnings. Ela'i amrit hach b'she'enu mala v'yachol. But if you say the first one is also about a case where he's not giving him mizonos, but he's able to do that, so then how does the second statement of Rav work? De'ilo avdam an palachlei, man deboy nifluchei. What? He'll scratch around, he'll figure something out. Elav shmamina, eno yachol shmamina. So you prove from Rav, this whole discussion of Rav, it must be that Rav holds that a master cannot tell his Eved, I'm not giving you mizonos, and I'm taking your maisi adayim. So that is the shita of Rav. And now we have the opposite. Tashma dam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tells us, we prove from Rabbi Yochanan the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan, this is now we're getting into Chavala. We know the five payments of Chovel, 8th parak in Baba Kama. Nezek tsar, ripui sheves boshes. Damages, embarrassment, pain, doctor's bills, and work liability. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Akotea yad avdo shel chavero. If somebody cuts the hand of his friend's eved, nosein shift over refuas alarabo. You have to give sheves, the amount of money that he was out of work, refuaso, and the medicine, bills larabo, to the master. Voso eved nizom netztaka. And that eved is nizom netztaka. So shma amino, look what you see from there. Right, if you're not giving the Eved anything, Yochal Rav, Lomar LeEved, and he's Aseimi, and he's Ancha. Doesn't that, you see that from Rabbi Yochanan, that the Eved doesn't have the financial rights? Achim Ayaskin of Malala Mizonos. No, maybe that's talking about a case where he's giving him Mizonos. Ihachi, am I Nizom and Etztaka? So why does he have to get Stucka? La Dafa! the extra ihachi nizon misparnes mi boilei. You should use the lashon of misparnes. So this must all not be true. Erlav shmamina yachol shmamina. So it must be like we originally thought, and Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan says, a master can't do this to his Zeva Kanani. So it's Machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Me'ikar Adin, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, but the Rambam writes, this is the Maskan, the Rambam writes in Ilchaz Avadim, generally this, of course, should not be done. The Rambam writes in the last three halachas of Ilchaz Avadim, the end of Perek Tes. The Rambam says, V'afalpi shahadin kach, Midas chasidus v'darki achachma she adam rachman v'rodev tzedek v'lo yachmid ulo al avdo. You shouldn't make it difficult for your eved kna'ani v'lo yetzelo v'yachileyu v'yashkeyu mikol ma'achalo u'mikol mashkeyu. Right, get everything. Chachamim arishonim ayinosim le'evin mikol tafshel v'tafshel shayu ochlin u'magdimin mazon abehemas v'avadim asud asman. He used to feed their avadim even before they ate. Hareyu omer Ke'eni avadim el yad adunayim, ke'eni shivcha el yad gevirta. Right, so we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu we're looking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. So just like we do, we want him to do. La'avdus masron akasev v'lo labusha. And therefore, you have to make sure that you treat every eved properly. Okay, we don't have the institution of avdus bizvan hazeh, and the Rambam ends off Hilchas Avadim, which is the end of Sefer Kinyan. Ve'ein ha'achzarius v'ha'azis mitzuya ela begayim ha'arelim. Aval zaru shel Avram Avinu, ve'im Yisrael sheshpiel ha'makadosh baruch hu tovas ha'torah, v'tzivam b'chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, rachmanim heim alakol. And if somebody's not around, right, the three midas, like the Gemara Yivama says, v'chein b'midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shetzivanu lihidamos bahem, hu omer, v'rachama v'kol masa v'cholam arachim, merachmin alav. The Rambam ends off that we have to know whatever we do is going to come back to us. So that's the Rambam. Whatever the maskana is here technically, but that's what the Rambam says should be normative behavior. Okay, last little section for the day. Amar mar, nosin shift over refasal rabo. So Rabbi Yochanan said that you have to pay the sheves and the ripui to the master. Shift to pshita. Of course, the sheves, the loss of work. So refuaso is srichalei. No, the chiddush is the medical bills. Refuaso didei. The medical bill should be given to the eved. Deboy lis susei bei. He is the one that has to get healed. Lo tzricha da'amdu alacham sheyome. No, the cases where they thought it would take him 5 days to get better. Va'avdu le'sama harifa. They gave him stronger medicine, and it hurt him a little more, but he got healed. Ve'itzi betlasa yome. Ma'o detei matzare didei. Who? You might think that the eved gets the extra, the 2 days worth in between. Kamash malan. Kamash malan, no, it still goes to the master, because he is mashakol mashakana eved, kana Kana Rabbo. Again, there's a lot more on Refuah, but we have to stop here. The bottom Tosfos also is important. On Amud Aleph, Tosfos discuss why is Makdish Yedei Avdo work, but Makdish Avdo, we'll see later on in the Masechta, Yatsa L'Cheres. What does it mean? Makdish Yedei Avdo and Makdish Avdo. Makdish Avdo, Tosfos says, we assume means, based on the Gemara, that he wants him to be part of the Am Kadosh, which means he's free. So that's a discussion that we'll have to have. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, today's Shia was sponsored. Le'ilu Nishmas, Shmuel Moshe Ben Meir, Zechon Lebracha, Sam Fuchs, whose yard site is today, the 13th of Teves, and he survived the Holocaust, and together with his wife Helen, Chana, built a Torah home based on Emunah and Hashem, may be a Melech Yosher for all of Klal Yisrael. We thank the Fuchs family for the sponsorship. Okay, we'll stop here.